You're listening to the Live, Love, Engage podcast. On today's show, I'll look at some common myths about confidence and what you can do to overcome them. Stay tuned. I am Gloria Grace Rand, founder of The Love Method and author of the number one Amazon bestseller, Live, Love, Engage: How to Stop Doubting Yourself and Start Being Yourself. In this podcast, we share practical advice from a spiritual perspective on how to live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically so you can create a life and business with more impact, influence, and income. Welcome to Live, Love, Engage. Namaste, and welcome to another edition of Live, Love, Engage. And I'm going to just adjust my camera just a little bit here. Oh, welcome those of you who are watching live on Facebook and LinkedIn and YouTube, and also welcome to those of you who are listening to this rebroadcast on your favorite podcast platform. I am delighted to be with you, and today when I record them on Wednesdays, oftentimes this is one of the solo episodes that I do twice a month. And it was interesting that I picked the topic that I wanted to talk about. I actually just came up with this yesterday, that I wanted to talk about confidence and confidence myths and why they are myths, frankly. There's a bunch of them. And I realized that this was the perfect topic for today, because I'm going to share a story with you in a little bit about how I have not been as confident. Well, let's put it this way. I was actually confident doing something this weekend, and it realized in doing that I was also hiding in another respect, but I'm going to get back to that in a minute. So first, I just want to talk about a little bit about these confidence myths. And if you Google this, you'll find lots of people have written different articles, and there's, you know, some people say that there's 9 or 10 or 12. I don't know. There's a lot. But I want to cover a couple of them today. And I know one of the ones that I think a lot of people tend to believe is that confident people are just confident all the time. You know, they have no insecurities. I'm kind of combining two of them right there. And that is just natural. And here's the deal, folks. That's not true. Okay. I think there perhaps are some people that may find confidence comes a little more easily to them. And that might be due to how they were raised, or it might even just be something that is innate in them. And I also still think that confidence is something that can be nurtured, and it can be learned and practiced. And even the most confident people out there, I believe, still have some sort of insecurity about certain things. Now, it may be that they can be very confident in their work, for instance, but maybe in their personal life, not so confident. And that's the thing, is that we aren't confident in all areas all of the time. There are going to be places in your life where you feel more comfortable. And usually when you do feel more comfortable about something, let's say if you were going to give a presentation about a subject. Now, if you knew this subject like the back of your hand, it was something that you could talk to a friend about for a half an hour with no trouble at all. Well, then if you then had to get up in front of an audience, likely you might still have a few little butterflies in your stomach, but once you got into it, you would be confident because it's something that you know. You know. Oh, sorry. And if it was something that you weren't as confident about, maybe it was something that you were asked to teach something that you didn't feel quite as strongly about. However, there's things that you can do to improve your confidence. You can practice, right? You know, what's the old saying? You know, the way to get to Carnegie Hall is to practice. So you practice, you come up with a talk and you practice it and you practice it and you practice it. And then when you go out to speak, then you can be much more confident because you have worked on it. And that's the thing is that, like I say, confidence is not necessarily something that you come out of the womb born to be a great speaker. Okay, you come out of the womb knowing how to cry when your needs aren't met, right? But to be, once you grow up and you start to speak, and again, there are some people who, you know, maybe they have an affinity for math or they really like art. And so I think that is one of the ways that we can be more confident is when you do feel really good about something. I know sometimes people feel that in order to be confident, you have to be an extrovert. Well, I will tell you that that's also just a myth, because there are a lot of people who feel very comfortable being the center of attention, but that doesn't necessarily mean that, again, they are confident in all areas of your life. And the same way is that introverts can be very confident as well. They may like to recharge their energy by being alone sometimes, but then when they are called upon to do something that's in their wheelhouse, and then they can do that because they will feel confident about it. One other one is that, I know this is one that comes up sometimes, is that there's this myth that confident people are arrogant. But they don't go together necessarily, because just because someone is boastful and maybe seems arrogant, a lot of times that actually reflects some insecurities in their life. And that's why they're overcompensating sometimes and acting that way. So it's actually, you could probably spot a more confident person in the fact that they are not being quite so really in your face boastful, but they provide or they project this quiet air of confidence, and they don't have to rely on reassurance from other people. So I wanted to tell you a little bit about this story, that why I thought that this actually was the perfect topic for today is, and why it's something that, again, I believe everybody struggles with to some extent. Everybody winds up dealing with insecurities. Everybody is not confident 100% of the time. And confidence, it ebbs and flows. Let's put it that way. So I was at an expo over the weekend on Mother's Day. As I'm recording this, for those of you listening to this, I recorded this shortly after Mother's Day here in the United States. And so this day was an ancient healings conference. They were doing a luncheon, Mother's Day luncheon, where they had a couple speakers, and then they would have this expo was open at this hotel all day, and there were lots of different vendors there who were doing things like tarot card readings and other energy healing modalities or selling. You know, there was one woman was selling different pyramids, and a lot of people selling jewelry or selling, you know, chakra stuff related to your chakras. Lots of different cool things. So I went to this expo, and I had a booth, and I decided that I was going to sell my book, Live, Love, Engage. And so I did that. And then I also decided that I was going to offer light language sessions, mini light language sessions. And for those of you who have been, who are regular either viewers of the podcast or listeners of the podcast, you know that when I do these solo episodes, at the end of each one, I share a light language message. And for those of you who don't know what light language is, it's a way of, it's a message that speaks to your soul. And it, some people believe it comes from angels, from other realms. I actually was inviting guidance into this subject yesterday and just got the message that it is. It's an interdimensional way of communicating from the fourth and fifth dimensions. But let me get back to where I was going with this. So I decided to offer these light language sessions. Now, this has been something that I've been doing mostly for myself since the end of 2020. And I've done it with a few different clients, but mostly I've just done it for myself. And so I was able to share this experience with several people at the expo. And it felt really good in the moment doing it. And I really enjoy it. I feel that this is a part of me that needs to come out more. And this morning, I realized that even though while I'm doing this, I do feel confident in doing it, there, when I am at a networking meeting, let's say I am doing like these online networking meetings, I don't think I've actually mentioned it that I do this. I default to, well, I will talk about the podcast. I mentioned that I host a podcast. I talk about my book, and I still, I have been promoting doing coaching more of late as opposed to the copywriting, which if you went to my website, gloriarand.com, it's primarily, especially the homepage, you would really see that the focus of my business is to offer copywriting services, SEO copywriting, in particular for small businesses, for speakers, authors, and coaches. That's the niche that I've been working on getting into for that business. I love writing. I really do. And I have been hiding this other part of myself and not stepping fully into it. And I've been not doing as well in my business of late. In fact, I've even have one of my copywriting clients I haven't even been able to do any work for recently because he's in the process of updating his website. And so I haven't been writing for him. And so I've been not making as much income. And I realized today, I'm getting emotional with this, so I apologize. But I don't apologize. I'm getting emotional for it, about it. Because the copywriting was what got me here. But the light language is what's going to take me where I want to go and what I want to do in the world and the impact that I want to have in the world. So today, I spent a few minutes updating the cover photos on my Facebook page and my LinkedIn page. And I took off the reference to the insightful copywriter, which I know the intro to my podcast still talks about. I'm going to have to get those redone at some point, but a little later. But I wanted to have this new cover photo that says I do light language channeling and intuitive coaching. that's what I intend to do now. That is what I am stepping fully into right now. And so it's important to recognize that sometimes there are going to be times in your life where you're not feeling confident about something, and that's okay. And then to give yourself time to explore and look at and journal or meditate about it, which is what I have been doing. I just realized I didn't journal this morning. Oops. My cat interrupted me. That's right. He wanted to play and he distracted me from journaling. I forgot to do it. Where was I? So being confident. We're not always confident. And when we can ask for guidance, ask for help in that, then it can lead us to either new directions or maybe just reinforce or give us the confidence to embrace a new, maybe either a new direction in our lives or just fully step into it and to really embrace the fact that it's okay to change course. It's okay to pivot, if you will, to move in a different direction, or maybe it's just a slightly different direction. And that's okay. So I just wanted to be able to let you understand that no, everybody doesn't feel confident all the time. Whoops. Sorry. I was trying to call up my daily word for today because I love sharing the daily word with you as part of these podcast episodes. And I wanted to see what it had to say about confidence. And so I found one. This is actually from 1989. And the affirmation was, I have divine confidence. And the reading says, there is that in us which encourage us to be totally confident in all that we think, say, and do. There is a divine confidence that is always with us. As we become still, we are more aware of our oneness with this divine assurance. We know that we have all we need within to confidently handle any situation in our lives. We are created in the image and likeness of God, and confidence is a part of our spiritual nature. Our faith in God helps us to develop faith in our innate talents. We are poised, positive, and sure of our ability to succeed. We speak confidently about ourselves and our endeavors. We fill our minds with positive thoughts and constructive mental images. As we demonstrate confidence in others, we call forth the good in them. God loves us and goes before us, making our way easy and successful. We are confident that we can do all things through God. And then, as always, there's a scripture reading. This is from Isaiah 30, verse 15. In quietness and in trust shall be your strength. And that's what I decided today, was that I needed to trust that the reason I have been given this gift of light language to be able to share it is, you know, there's a reason for it. It wouldn't have just happened. I wouldn't have just been exposed to it. I mean, this goes back to 2016 when I first came across someone who didn't call it light language at the time, but I know. In remembering what I heard her do, and that she channeled the songs, that it was clearly light language. And then again in 2019, when I heard Laura J talk about it, and then she actually did a light language channeling for all of us. I was at a conference with the Women's Prosperity Network at the time, and I started crying when I heard the the sounds coming out of her mouth, it just spoke to my soul. So I really believe that God would not have been exposing me to all this if God didn't want me to then share this gift with others, with the world. And I also believe is that when we step into our gifts, that then we do get rewarded, that good things come to us when we share good with others. And so the reason I'm not making money in copywriting anymore, I mean, it's really dawning on me now. The reason I'm not earning money as a copywriter anymore is because I'm not a copywriter anymore. I'm really not meant to be a copywriter anymore. I can do copywriting, and I will, I'm sure, do it for my own business to help promote myself, and I will do it for clients that need it, but I don't want to just go around saying I am an SEO copywriter anymore. That's what I do. It's not who I am. I am an intuitive coach. That I know. I am a light language channel. That I know. I am a child of God. That I know. So, with that in mind, I want to share with you, before we end today's podcast, a light language message to help you, whether you are if you are having an issue where you need some support in being more confident in an area of your life. I am going to ask that message that you receive today can help you with that. And I am trusting that the message shared today will benefit you, if not today, but down the road. Because if you are willing to be open to receive whatever comes through to you today, then I do believe that you will see the benefit of it. So, as always, I do remind those of you, especially who are listening to the podcast, because I know people listen to podcasts while they're doing the dishes, or maybe you are driving in your car, or you're riding a bike, wherever you are listening to this podcast today, pause it and come back to it later when you can sit and listen to the light language in a place where you can be quiet and still. You can close your eyes and just be open to what comes through for you today. So, as I said, I am inviting, I'm inviting a message to come through to assist anyone listening today. If they need some help with confidence, that this message will touch their heart and help them in that respect. Koya si toye atoi kanea kokushina he atoki no situa akoni aleti su anokia tea hokutu si ati sahoa ekonyo no kihatea otoshi a koyal no nekalea akaya no kikake kutu hiya hosonea Koishonokea, okosho no kika, ono koye shukoria taki ano hu, hekasa ta koria toko ko china deka hi, oto shi kolien ta to kolie to to kolie mama shika de aka, heka shakoria no koki, ho shabi oki ba shika di ko te ka shako te ka, hokani ano kiata. My intention is that this will help you today and going forward to develop that confidence. And also remember, as the Daily Word said, that you do have innate confidence in you. And when you find that you need some support, that you can ask for guidance, you know, tune in, be quiet, and ask for help. And know that help is always there. You are never alone. You are never alone. And if you'd like support from me, I would love to help you. If you would like to have a private light language session, and when we do that, I'll also be able to provide some guidance as well that you will understand with the English language. So if you would like to see about, you know, scheduling a time with me to do that, let's chat and see if I can support you. Go to engagewithgloria.com and I would love to be able to help. And I think, well, actually, let me throw the banner up here real quick so people know. I forgot to do that. It's when you're managing everything by yourself, it's a little hard sometimes to remember to do things. And my intention going forward this year is to get some more support in doing these. But until then, it's okay. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching. I really appreciate it. And I appreciate the comments so much. If you happen to come into this midway, you'll be able to catch the replay later. So don't worry about it. But until next time, as always, I encourage you to go out and live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically.
Did you know that a majority of entrepreneurs tend to discount the importance of their work? And a good number feel their success is simply due to luck. I know from personal experience that self-doubt can keep you from having the kind of life and business you desire. That's why I've created a free guide called Uniquely You, How to Move from Self-Doubt to Self-Love in 4 Simple Steps. To claim your free guide, go to liveloveengage.gift. That's liveloveengage.gift.